Blog Talk Radio.
And God bless all of you on the Blog Talk tonight. Oh, my God, on Sunday night, I know many people have gotten home from church, and they're probably exhausted, et cetera, and they're probably trying to sleep. But listen, this is a good night to thank the Lord 1,000 times, all in Africa, Asia, India, everywhere. This is just a good night to thank the Lord 1,000 times. So thank you, Jesus. I don't care who you are. You ought to have a praise on it. You ought to be able to put a praise on it and give God thanks and praise for what he's done for you. I'm so excited about Jesus. Oh, my God, we had such an off-the-chain to this today. With amazing grace. Amen. Steady as you grow. Amen. And I preached a simple message called You Must Be Born Again. And here's the word was proven today that God can take the simple and profound, confound those who wise. I tell you, because when we get that simple message, we must be born again. And when we got to preach it, the Lord used it in the invitation. And 27 people came forward and made decisions for Christ today. It was off the chain. Oh, my God. And then we had, at the close, we had a very gifted minstrel, a woman who was so gifted, who is so gifted. She said, I've been wanting to do this, but I want to accept my calling today to minister for the Lord. And we just shattered the kingdom down. Oh, my God. After 27 people came and made decisions today in amazing grace, oh, my God, then we just shouted. So I introduced, Amazing Grace is the home of the Praise Check. You hear it all around the country, Praise Check. But you know where it came from. The home is Amazing Grace. We originated that all across the country. And today I introduced the Holy Ghost we have today. Oh, my God, and Amazing Grace shouted everywhere on the Holy Ghost we have. If we have time tonight at the close of the blog line, we'll do the Holy Ghost we have. I do it on the prayer line, too. I'm taking it everywhere because God gave it to me, called the Holy Ghost we have. And, oh, my God, it's a time we praise God and shout and praise him. Ain't no harm to let the Holy Ghost we have be. Amen. They do it after the hospital has and the doctor has operated, then they send you to rehab. All right? We'll talk about it a little while later. This is the time that we come to get your prayer request. Listen, I don't know why anybody wouldn't want to give their prayer request on this blog live, because after you give it, we start thanking God 1,000 times. You think God hears the praises of his people? The Bible says he does. He inhabits, says, inhabits the praises of his people. And it says he inhabits the praises of Israel. But who's that? That's his people. He inhabits the praises of his people. So he's going to hear that praise going up and after your prayer request. And God is subject to do exactly what we've asked him to do on this prayer blog line. Amen. In just a moment, I'm going to open it up. I'd be one of the first ones. Preach this sermon called Quit Crawling. Stop Crawling. And my young people, I think, took that message more than they've taken any of the messages. Stop crawling. Because, you can't be last all the time. Have you ever wanted to be first at nothing? If you look, and I don't say this boastfully, but it's just a proof of point. If you look at my bio under my resume, my bio under on the internet, even if you just Google, gospel saxophonist Dr. Bernard Johnson, and so the stuff will come up, and then you'll see bio. Look under there, and you'll see about 17, maybe 18 first things I've done first, including the first to get the doctorate degree from Southwestern Theological Baptist Seminary, which is the largest seminary in the world, get the doctorate degree in church music. Amen. and just a string of first things that the Lord has done. What I'm trying to tell you, don't you want to ever be first at anything? Why you got to be second and third and fifth and tenth on giving a praise report? Why? Why you got to be second and third and fifth and tenth on giving a prayer request? I'd be so eager to get my name on the prayer request line because the people going to thank God 1,000 times for doing it for me in advance. I mean, come on, come on. Stop crawling. Amen. You ought to be first on something. And it would impress the Lord because he knows your heart anyway. But it would bless the Lord. Let me say it like that. It would bless the Lord if you were eager to jump in and tell what he'd done for you. That's why I came on the line tonight, not bragging, but talking about what God did at the church today. Amen. Preach a simple sermon. You must be born again. And 27 decisions for Christ. See, that blesses the Lord because I couldn't do no decisions for Christ. God had to do that. So that's blessing the Lord is to tell him what he did. And you ought to be eager to tell him the goodness of Jesus and what he's done to you. Some of y'all, he healed your body today. Some of y'all, God made a way out of no way. You got the assurance that on Monday morning, God's going to take care of this and take care of that. Some of y'all, God healed you from cancer today, healed you from diabetes, healed you from stomach trouble, back trouble. Some of y'all haven't had any joy, and God gave you joy, like unspeakable joy. Some of y'all haven't had any peace, and God gave you unspeakable peace. See, he's done a lot of things. You ought to be willing and be waiting on the praise report time to give a praise report and the prayer request also. All right, God bless you. We're going to get some prayer requests, and then we're going to thank God 1,000. We're going to pray over you and then thank God 1,000 times. All right, who has a prayer request? Jump in there. Who's the first one? Got a prayer request. Amen. Thank you.
3-1 is Sheila Brown.
All right, Sister Sheila, go ahead.
Sheila Brown, Kansas City, Kansas. Good evening. Chief, and all right, good evening, everyone. I want y'all to please keep the Sheila Brown on the prayer list, please.
All right. We certainly will. All right. God bless you. Anyone else?
314, Bachelor Renata Jones. The convention is coming up. Asking the Lord to bless the convention and bless those coming. And shake the trunk tree and send us a financial blessing in the name of Jesus.
And you're going to be blessed because of that.
Thank you, Lord. I receive.
Amen. Mm-hmm. You are.
Thank you.
And I'm writing something here. All right. Okay, anybody else?
Good evening. This is Ambassador Lake Ryerson. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
I would like
Now, let me ask you this. Your name is Fryerson, right? Not Fryerson.
It's Fry, F-R-I.
Okay, F-R-I. I'm sorry.
Fryerson. Just like fried chicken or whatever.
All right. What's your prayer request?
I would like to request prayer for the bereaved families of those that lost loved ones in the downed airliner.
Oh, yeah.
The flight from, I believe it was from Paris to Cairo, Egypt. It was supposed to be from Paris to Cairo, Egypt, but the airliner went down for whatever reason.
Mm. You know, God's going to bless you for considering others. He really is.
Thank you. I received that.
He certainly is. All right, I can take a mouthful for a more prayer request. You got him? If so, jump in there. Hey, Sister Lucille.
I'm asking for prayer for myself. God bless you.
This morning for yourself. You were there, weren't you, this morning?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. God bless you. Okay. All right. Anyone else?
This is Sister Karen Brown. I'm requesting prayer, Dr. Johnson, for you, for Lady Betty, and the Brown family.
Oh, my God. That's great. You remembered me. Thank you so much, and Dr. Betty.
Yes, sir.
You position yourself to be blessed. I keep on saying this. Y'all may not believe me, but it's true. God told me. God told me. He did me like Abraham. He said, Bernard, whoever blesses you will be blessed. And whoever curses you will be cursed. That's what God told me. I didn't make that up. He told me. And you're going to be blessed. Amen. Thank you so much. Is there anybody else before we go into prayer? God bless you. I'm going to put, let's put our grand, our daughter, Lanitra, her husband, Raphael, and their children. Amen. So let's go to God in prayer. Amen. And then we're going to thank God. I'm probably going to give it over to, I don't know if the Master Lex Hendrix is on the line, but the Lord has sent her to us. Amen. She might be a blessing to me and to this dark line. Are you there tonight, Ambassador Lex Hendrix?
Yes, sir.
Thank you so much. Stand by. Let me pray first. Heavenly Father, I thank you because you hear me. And I thank you because you have been so kind, so generous, so marvelous, so ultra awesome to me. God, sometimes I don't feel like I can pray like some people can pray. But one thing I know, I pray from my heart. And I simply ask you, according to your way, to do things for us. And you hear it and you answer prayer. First of all, forgive us, forgive me and all of us for any sins that we've done. Any sins of commission, the things that we've done, and the sins of omission, the things that we have omitted and haven't done. Please forgive us. Forgive us for not obeying you in every area of our lives. If there's anything you find that shouldn't be, take it out and strengthen us. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And now, I'm obeying you. You told me if we have a request, bring it to you. And you said, if any two of us shall agree on earth as touching anything that we should ask, it shall be done of the Father. Then you told us in Matthew 7:7, ask and it shall be given, and seek and we will find. Knock and the door shall be opened unto us. God, here we come, asking. And then Jesus, you said, if we ask anything in your name, we will be glorified. I know you meant it. Amen. You don't say anything that you don't mean. Thank you for your word. Since sometimes we ask and we ask amiss. But God, this is on target. This is to bless your people and to help your people. Look on these persons that help them. Sheila Brown. God, give her a miracle. Miracles for all these people. Ambassador Lickman, Renata Jones. Oh, God, who made a request for a convention. God, send people galore everywhere. For the convention. And then, oh God, shake that chuck tree and send financial blessings down to your people who want to come to the convention. God, I know you don't wait to the very last moment. And many times we know that you do over the night, the hour, but give them, they need time to book their plane, flights, or whatever, to come by car and prepare the car and everything. So give them a little. Be with him, Lord. Shake the chuck tree and send them some blessings down. If possible, Lord, it is possible. If you thought all things are possible, send them down tomorrow. And for sure, sometime this week, I'm asking you. Thank you for it. In the name of Jesus, oh God, send financial blessings to your people. These people have been kind. Amen. I want to ask you to bless them now. Oh God, by your power, divine. And then I'm praying for it. She's playing for the airline tenders to travel. How much pain can be there? Help them, help them, help them. I'm talking about the family. And help them, Lord. And also, my ones like that, all that pressure, all that stress. All that bereavement, all that sadness. Oh God, they need your help. Yeah, hundreds of people. if not thousands, need your help. And we're depending on you. You're all we got, God. You're all we have. And we depend on your help. And then we don't just at least see it. Oh, God, thank you, because she's faithful with her prayer request to you. It says that she's leaning and depending on you, Lord. And she realizes that nobody can turn certain situations around except you. And she's believing you, Lord. Look on not only Sister Lucille, but bless her and turn the kids toward her and more toward you, I pray. Look on Sister Karen Brown there in St. Louis. Thank you for her praying for the Dr. Betty. Yes. And Lord, we pray for the Brown family. And last but not least, thank you for putting me on her heart that she would remember me. God, somebody remembered our church. Even last week, we prayed and asked you to give us the money, $1 million, to renovate that church. I know you heard them, Lord, and you're hearing me now. Bless us, and we'll bless you back. We just need this for your work. As we look at your bride, God, we want your bride to be the most glamorous and most beautiful bride ever. In the name of Jesus. Bless your church, God. Help us to fix it up where you can be a shine so bright and people will see it and say, only God did that. We're doing this for your glory and let it come to fruition in the name of Jesus. Then I pray for Lanitra and Raphael and for Bria there in the Marines that you give her grace and mercy and heal her body. And Lord, let her come out at the top of the class. If that be your will, let her come out there, Lord, blessed and highly favored of the Lord. And look on Malia, a talented new girl. Oh, we have the Lord. Such a spirit of God on her spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ. Look on Amaya, Lord. And not only that, look on Dante. Oh, God, bless them all. Bless our family. Bless Dr. Benny in a very, very, very special way. In Jesus' name. And last but not least, remember me. Thank you for wisdom that I might share with the people. And give me, Lord, a compassionate heart for people everywhere. Don't let me be selfish about myself. But help me, Lord, to remember others. For that's your spirit and your will. And God, for all these things, we just want to thank you in advance. Because we believe there are other unspoken requests. Every person who has an unspoken request, if you lift your right hand, God will see your hand. And I'm asking him to grant your unspoken request. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. My hand is up too. Unspoken. But yet, you're able to see and hear and do what things we desire in our hearts. I'm blessed, blessed, blessed. Bless, 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 bless. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for your anointing in this room right now. We give you glory and adoration and praise. And Lord, here they come. We come to give you 1,000 thank yous. Help me thank him. Yeah, from area code 912 and 757 and 616 and 314 and 571 and 87847 and all over. Let's thank him together. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Go ahead and thank him, Hendrick.
Thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank
you,
thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Give him strength, Lord. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus.
Lord. Bless him in mighty way in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Give you praise and honor and glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you for joy.
Yes. Thank you, Lord, for the joy. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank
you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes, please. Thank you. Please, Lord. Thank you.
Thank
you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Glory, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Nobody
like you, Lord.
Thank you, 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 Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you for joining us. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for peace in our mind. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you,
thank you, thank you.
Thank you,
thank you.
Thank you,
thank you. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you. Thank you,
thank you. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank
We turn it back over to you before they cut us off.
Amen. All right. God bless you. Amen. I'm going to open the line for any praise reports tonight. Amen. If you have any praise reports, take a couple. Who on here can tell of the goodness of Jesus? Every one of y'all, I know if I gave you the mic, you could. Come on. Tell us. I'm giving you the mic now. Come on. Tell us the goodness of Jesus. The mic's in your hand.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Come on.
I thank God for today in the name of Jesus because I am a living testimony. In the name of Jesus, when the doctor, I was in a severe car accident, when the doctor told me I wasn't going to walk, in the name of Jesus, I told the devil that he was alive. In the name of Jesus, I've been running and praying and shouting and ministering ever since then. In the name of Jesus, I am a living testimony. So when y'all hear my voice, I thank God for life, and I don't take nothing for granted. In the name of Jesus, and I claim blessings even for everybody on this blog line today, right now, in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. Isn't that beautiful? Amen. Beautiful. She was a to tell her the goodness of Jesus. All right, anybody else? You want to tell her his goodness? Give a testimony. I'm out here.
Hi there. This is Sheila Brown, Kansas. And when I heard you talking, Chief, I had muted my mind immediately, but I definitely always got a praise report. I am a living testimony as well, and I just thank the Lord for being who he is in my life. I've been home away from my home church a couple of Sundays, and God blessed me to be home today, and we really gave God all that we have, and today we had a service like none other. I just want to acknowledge the Lord because I know that he was in the house today. He showed me some beautiful things, and some friends led me this weekend to do what I'm supposed to do. And once I did what I was supposed to do, the Lord showed himself powerful and strong today at Second Baptist, and I thank him for that.
Beautiful, beautiful. All right. God bless
Good evening. This
Good
is Ambassador Lake Frierson, and I just want to thank the Lord for allowing me to see The War Room. It's a movie on prayer, and I don't know if you have seen it or not, but I had wanted to see it last summer or last fall, and I didn't get a chance to. But on Saturday night, one of the churches in the city showed it, and I just really enjoyed it. It really blessed my soul, and it just shows you how effective prayer is and what can happen when you war in prayer. And God is so good. And it's some of the same thing that you teach us, Dr. Johnson. You know, we have to be fervent in prayer. And we don't just pray for ourselves, but we are to intercede for others. And I was just blessed by the movie.
Oh, I'm going to tell you something about that. Oh, my God, go ahead.
Yeah, and and I'm really excited because after the movie, the church that I went to, it's not my church, but the church that I went to see the movie, they're going to have cell groups, and their cell groups will be about the war room. It's, you know, they're going to use a little booklet, but it's not my church, and I won't be attending, but I was just blessed to buy the little booklet. And it's just really encouraging.
Beautiful. 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 That's beautiful. I want to tell y'all, I forgot that on Saturday, Dr. Benny had a women's group, a women's retreat. And, oh, my God, the women were there. And she closed her whole women's service out with the movie and showed it, War Room. And I never seen it before. I was blessed. I never seen it before, and it was just so energizing. My God,
wonderful movie.
Yes,
it is. We had a great time. I was the only man there, but I was supporting my wife, my first lady. I didn't say nothing. I just sat at the back and didn't say nothing. Amen. Just so. Enjoyed you women. Amen. Y'all went forth and y'all were such a blessing. Amen. So,
and in that
had,
movie, it shows you what can happen when you humble yourself before God and before man.
Oh,
it's a blessing just for being humble.
It sure is. The Lord. And it shows how you can be blessed when you're truthful and honest.
Amen.
That woman's husband lost his job, and he took whatever, I didn't ever find out what he took back was, but he took it back, and he could have been prosecuted.
He was stealing, Dr. Johnson, he was stealing the stuff that he was supposed to take into the people for samples. He was stealing, he was keeping some for himself.
Yeah, he sure was. $19,000 worth. And then all of a sudden,
$19,000.
His wife talked him into taking it back. And they didn't have the funeral. They didn't show it, but I know God gave him a good job. Well, that's just a movie trailer, but in real life, you know.
Yeah, he did.
But
so,
Dr. Was so inspiring.
Oh, my God.
I think everybody should watch that. That's on this line. If you haven't seen it, you should watch it.
Well,
it is very inspiring.
Very inspiring. And
yeah,
if anybody is telling about Jesus, it just talks about the Word of God and good advice on the Word of God and Jesus. Oh, my God, it's so good. Thank you.
And there
is
no swearing and no, you know, disrespectful scenes in the movie.
Yeah.
It was very well done. And very,
very
good
well.
Actors. Very
yeah,
well
very
written.
Good. Yeah.
That little lady was a prayer, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
She was a praying woman. I don't know if she's saved for real or not, but she should be.
Miss Claire.
Oh yeah, she has
uh-huh.
to be saved. She couldn't talk like that except she be from God.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to know God to talk like that. She wouldn't do a script there. She was talking from her heart.
I like
how she poured into, how Miss Claire poured into the young woman. And after she got finished
mm-hmm.
pouring into her, she told the young woman, you need to pour into somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That was so good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
don't just, you know, what you learned from me, don't just keep it to yourself. But, you know, be a blessing.
Right, she said she was her project, and that she needed to take on a project.
That's right. And she said she would, too. Yeah, she would say
mm-hmm.
she would do it. Thank God, have mercy.
Mm-hmm.
But it was so inspiring. All right. Is there anybody else who wants to have a word here before we go? Ambassador Prophet Baker, do you have a word for us or anybody? And we will dismiss her tonight. We thank God at least 1,000 times. Anybody have a word? The line's open to you. All right, here's our format. We're going to do this.
I have something to say.
Yes.
Dr. Johnson?
Yes, go ahead.
I would just like to announce that the shut-in is this coming Wednesday at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, and we'll
mm-hmm.
meet you here on this line. Same phone numbers that you use tonight, you can use them for the shut-in. And it starts at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, and it will continue until 6 or 7 in the morning.
7 p.m. the next morning. Oh, my God, we're going to have a time. God's been taking us. Oh, he's been doing so many wonderful things on that all-night shedding. It's something to spend all night with the Lord. Because the Lord shows up and comes in and touches people and blesses people and gives us so many strong words. It is beautiful, beautiful. So be sure that you join us this coming Wednesday night. Amen. And let the Lord bless you real good. All right. Any observations before we go here tonight? Any observations? I'm giving you an opportunity. All right. Thank you. Keep praying for amazing grace. We want to renovate our church. Or whatever God wants us to do. If he wants us someplace else or whatever. But I'm willing and my mind is open for anything and anybody in Jesus' name. God bless you. May the Lord keep you and help you. Put every star in the name of Jesus. This is my prayer for you, Lord. Bless them in the city. Bless them in the field. Bless them going out. And bless them coming in. Bless their family, their home. Bless their finances. Shake the chunk tree and send them a blessing. A great blessing. If they don't have room to see, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's go to the Holy Ghost.
I receive it in the name of Jesus.
I receive it in Jesus' name.
Bless all of you.
Amen.
Let's go to the Holy Ghost. All right. Let's go to the Holy Ghost. We have tonight somebody who joins us on this. I'm guaranteeing you that when we get through with this, give yourself a little while. Give the anointing time to work. But you're going to feel so much better in the name of Jesus. That's when Mother Johnson used to get up on her walker and dance behind her walker. She used to move her legs and walk around the church with a walker. with the music. Amen. Whatever you have to do, move those legs. You're coming out of rehab, going to the Holy Ghost rehab. Move those legs. Move those arms. Raise those hands. Today I'm just raising my hands up and down, just doing the Holy Ghost rehab. I'm just doing the Holy Dance. If you can do the Holy Dance, get up and do it. You'll feel so much better after you do that Holy Dance and let God motivate your body, motivate your spirit, motivate your mind in the name of Jesus. And thank God for all of you. When I say Holy Ghost rehab, get to moving those legs in the name of Jesus. Get to moving those feet. Get to moving those arms in the name of Jesus. And you'll find out God will motivate you and he'll energize you in the name of Jesus. Are y'all about ready? I saw
you
about ready. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
God, is going... God bless you. Love you. And I'm closing with the Holy Ghost we have tonight. Amen. And anybody having a birthday, happy birthday to y'all. Amen. God bless you. Here we go. Let's go, Holy Ghost we have. Turn that radio up. Off the chain women's meeting. It was off the chain.
Amen.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
God bless you. Have a wonderful night.
God bless you.
Amen. You too. Everybody have a good night. Blessed night. Amen. That's what it's
about. Have a good night.
Bless you, Mother.
God bless you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
God bless you, y'all. Have a good night.
Oh, God bless
you,
too. Good to hear your voice.
God bless. Good to hear y'all, too. I love y'all.